Hello, and welcome to this new show called Ayurveda, the Science of Life, on UK Health Radio. My name is Dr. Oscar O'Duchon. I'm working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast, Northern Ireland, following a career working as a GP, family doctor, throughout the UK and Ireland. In this show, I will introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine known as Ayurveda, which is still in use today and growing in popularity worldwide. I will explain the origins and principles of Ayurveda and give clear, simple, understandable explanations for how it can work in our modern lives. I will discuss how Ayurveda can connect us to our own nature, as well as the wider world of nature around us. We are all part of nature and need to restore these connections in our daily lives. I will interview like-minded therapists and health experts to discuss their approach to health and wellness and how it connects with Ayurveda. This show aims to reflect the growing away from the narrow confines of conventional medicine to a deeper, more holistic and personalised view of health and wellness. Ayurveda is a nature-based system which uses food, simple herbal remedies, daily practices and herbal-based medications to achieve balance of body and mind. So much of the root cause of illness today are caused by our digestion and lifestyle. Ayurveda teaches that everything we do in our lives has an effect upon our well-being and health. On this show, I hope to teach you and show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future. Hello and welcome to this new show on UK Health Radio called Ayurveda, the Science of Life. My name is Dr. Oscar O'Duchon. I am a retired GP and family doctor of 30 years experience in the UK and Ireland. I am now working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast and also as a health and wellness coach. I came across Ayurveda in the past few years via the Ayurvedic Institute of UK in London, and I completed both a diploma in Ayurvedic lifestyle and nutrition and a diploma in Ayurvedic practitioner over the last 3 years. I am passionate about the role Ayurveda can play in improving people's health through personalized and tailored digestive and nutritional advice, as well as lifestyle modifications, and also teaching Ayurveda through educational workshops in the local community groups. My desire is to help people learn about a system of medicine which can empower them to take control of their health. I believe the key to better health is to develop self-awareness of our body and mind and the factors that can cause us to become unbalanced and unwell. This, I believe, is what Ayurveda teaches us more effectively than any other system of medicine. Ayurveda is the original lifestyle medicine and gives us greater understanding of how we can achieve our best health to prevent illness and disease. In this show, I'll introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine called Ayurveda, which is still in use today, particularly in India and increasingly in the US and in Europe. It is growing in popularity worldwide. I will explain the origins and principles of Ayurveda and give clear, simple and understandable explanations for how it can work for you in your life. I will discuss how Ayurveda can connect us to our own nature as well as the wider world of nature. We're all part of nature and need to restore these connections in our daily lives and habits. I will interview like-minded therapists and health experts to discuss their approach to health and wellness and how it connects with Ayurveda. These shows aim to reflect the growing move away from the narrow confines of conventional medicine to a deeper and holistic and more personalized view of health and wellness. Ayurveda is a nature-based system which uses food, herbs and spices, simple herbal remedies, and herbal-based medication to achieve balance of body and mind. So much of the root cause of illness today are caused by our digestion and our lifestyle, especially physical illness diseases as well as mental health issues. We hold on to unprocessed emotional and psychological scars
or trauma from past events, which cause us mental and psychological illness, which can also manifest as physical symptoms later on. And often the connection is not clear. The connections between our physical symptoms and the past emotional issues, if not resolved, can lead to further health problems and illnesses later in life. Ayurveda teaches us how everything in our life affects our well-being and state of health. On this show, I hope to show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future. So, on this episode today, I'm going to talk about the Ayurvedic view on nutrition of the tissues of the body. So, this episode will be all about how Ayurveda teaches us about nutrition of the body, or specifically the tissues of the body, what in Ayurveda are called the dhatus. And I will use this term dhatus and tissues interchangeably throughout this episode. Now, first of all, there are seven types of tissues according to Ayurveda. Bear with me now. The first tissue is called rasa, which means effectively juice or fluid. And this corresponds to the liquid part of our body, which is plasma and the lymph. And the lymph channels are the channels of the body which are used for bringing back the products of the digestion or the waste products in the lymph glands. So as we're 70% or 75% water for women, rasa is a significant part of our body tissues. It takes up quite a bit of our body. The second tissue level is called rakta. Rakta being the Sanskrit word for red. And this comprises our blood system, our specifically our red blood cells. The third tissue level is called mamsa, which is the muscle layer. The fourth tissue is called medas, which is the fat or adipose tissue layer. The fifth tissue is called asti, which is the bone. And the sixth tissue is called majja, or the bone marrow and connective tissue. And the last tissue is called sukra or arthava. Sukra for male and arthava for female, which comprises the reproductive tissues in our bodies. Now, these tissues are nourished in a step-by-step process from the nutrients absorbed in the gut. And this is the key thing to remember, that they are nourished in a step-by-step sequential manner. Now, if we remember the last episode where I discussed Jataragni, that is the process of digestion from the stomach, the small intestine, and through to the colon or the large intestine. Now, this is the start of where the digestion happens in the body. But after this, each of the tissues I've just listed has its own digestive process, which is also called Agni, or a digestive process, by which this tissue transforms the nutrients according to the needs of that tissue before the nutrients are passed on to the next tissue level. It's a really fascinating process when you look at it through the lens of Ayurveda, because they've been looking at this for thousands of years. So I've got to explain the term dhatus late, but first I really need to just do a brief recap again on the principles of Ayurveda, which I've been talking about over the first few episodes. So, briefly, according to Ayurvedic teachings, everything in the universe is made up of five elements: air, space, fire, water, and earth. Now, these five elements are manifested, or they're distributed, or displayed in each one of us as three doshas. And these are likened to biophysical forces or energies, and these forces or energies control the functions of the body down to the smallest detail. Basically, they control how the body works. These all important doshas are called vata, pitta, and kapha. And don't forget, there's some of each of them in all of us, and each has specific characteristics. Briefly, vata is the wind energy, which is responsible for movement. Pitta is the fire energy, and it's responsible for digestion, or any transformation processes within the body. Kapha is the earth and the water energy, and it's responsible for stability, structure and support. Now these dhatus are tissues, are made up also of the five elements that I spoke about earlier on, of air, space, fire, water and earth, but in different amounts. So basically we're made up of the universe, of nature, and it's represented in our tissues in the same way. Dhatu is a Sanskrit word which means that which holds. And this is a very good term to describe our tissues. It holds us together. It gives us support and stability. The doshas or the energies act upon the physical matter of our tissues in different ways, which I'll discuss as I go through the episode. So now, to explain how Ayurveda understands the nourishment of the body or the different tissues of the body. Now, the first tissue gets nourished after the gut digestion, which I spoke about earlier, of the Jataragni. So it nourishes immediately from the gut. And this is the plasma, or the rasa level, or the fluid tissue level. And it gets its nutrients, which are called ahara rasa, which is the food juice from the digestion, or the digestive tract. And this juice contains all the five elements, which have been broken down by the process of digestion to the five elements. And these five elements, we discuss again and again, these will make, build, repair our tissues at each of these levels. And what is not absorbed from the gut is eliminated as stool or urine. A crucial part of the Ayurvedic assessment is in a detailed analysis of the waste products of stool and urine to determine how the digestive process is functioning. Now, after the plasma or the rasa tissue is nourished, the remaining nutrients pass step by step through the tissue layers to finally reach the most subtle and the most important layer of our tissues, the reproductive tissues. I like to visualize it as a process like an irrigation system on a set of terrace fields down a hillside. You imagine the water reaches the top and is filtered down through an irrigation system, down level by level, through the different terrace fields. It's a similar kind of concept that is helpful to visualize the nourishment of the tissue levels through the body. So each tissue has its own agni, or its own digestive process, to extract the nutrients it specifically needs before passing the nutrients on to the next level. In that way, each tissue is reliant on an efficient digestive process in the tissues preceding it on the levels, particularly in the rasa of the plasma tissue level and the rakta of the blood tissue level. These are so two critical, the first and second levels of the tissues. As you can see, the reproductive tissue level is the most vulnerable to problems occurring in the previous layers of tissue. And the problems affecting the reproductive tissue can present with symptoms in patients such as loss of libido, reduced sexual drives, impotence or erectile dysfunction, delayed fertilities, or even miscarriages. Now, every tissue needs to be working optimally for our reproductive tissues to function well. As our tissues are directly nourished from our gut digestion, if our digestion is not working correctly, it will affect all the other tissues of the body. So the process of nutrition takes place as stages of digestion through each successive seven tissue levels. And each of these have their own agni and their own digestifier to process the nutrients that they require. And this is the process that makes, builds, repairs tissues from the nutrients or the food juices we get from the gut. Now, I'm going to take a break for a few minutes now, and in the next part of the show, I will elaborate further on the different tissue levels and the way they can be imbalanced or disease can occur within them. So see you very shortly in a few minutes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to this show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. Today we're discussing the nourishment of the tissues according to Ayurveda. This is a critically important part of the Ayurveda teachings. And in this part of the show, I'm going to discuss why the function of the tissues is so important, and why the nourishment of them is a key factor of how they function. Briefly, the human body consists of the doshas, or the supple energies of Vata, Pitta and Kapha, which govern the body's function. The dhatus are the tissues which we're talking about today, which make up our body and organs and give it structure and strength. And also the malas, or the waste products, which are in us until they're eliminated. And to sustain a healthy body, we need these three parts of our body to be in balance. And also important within this is the role of what's called body channels, or srotas, which are the channels through which the nutrients and the body tissues are controlled or regulated. And any blockages in these will cause problems at a tissue level. So, once again, to recap, the seven tissue levels in Ayurveda are similar to how we understand them in modern medicine. The first level is the level of the plasma, serum, lymph and extracellular fluids. Imagine like the fluid within our system, and that's called rasa. The second level is the blood, which basically means the blood cells, the red blood cells, and this is called rakta. The third is called mamsa, which describes our muscle layer. The fourth is called medas, which equates to the adipose and fat tissue layer. The fifth is called asti, which correlates to our bones and our skeletal system. The seventh is called maja, which corresponds to our bone marrow and some of the connective tissue and neural and nerve tissue that occurs within the body. And then the seventh and last and most important is our reproductive tissues. So why are they so important, these tissues? Well, when the seven are functioning normally and we're in optimal health, this allows the body to be able to express the will of the ego and of the soul, so we can be in a healthy physical state, so we can have more energy to contemplate the cerebral or the non-physical side of our existence. Any pathology or disease in the body occurs when our tissue levels show either an excess or a deficiency of the tissues, or the quality of the tissues needed for that tissue to function at its optimal level. And this results in symptoms, and it can manifest as disease. The dhatus, or the tissues, we understand them to be passive in the sense that they respond, or they are controlled by the doshas, which are the greater biophysical energies which control our body function and ultimately our existence and health. when these doses get out of balance, they're the causative agents of disease, effectively. And a dhatu then, or tissues then, become deficient or excessive when a dosha then invades the tissue and dysregulates and causes problems within the balance of that tissue. So we can think of dhatu, or the tissues, as the site of the disease, where the disease actually starts off, but that the doshas, or these energy forces, are the cause of the disease within that tissue. And this is a key difference between Ayurvedic and modern medicine. We look further outside the tissues to find the cause of the disease related to an imbalance of the doshic, or these energy forces that control our being. For example, when vata, or the air and space element, enters a tissue, the tissues are thought to become lighter. So then they may show signs of problems if they're too light. When kapha enters a tissue, the tissue becomes heavier because it's the earth and water element that enters the tissue. And the tissues become excessive in the kapha dosha. And when pitta enters a tissue, the tissue becomes overheated and burns up. Well, this is a brief, rough summary of what happens when each of the doshas become imbalanced and enter the tissues to cause problems with the function of the body. Another key concept to understand is the concept of ama, or the concept of a toxin buildup in the body. And this is important to explain before discussing the nutrition of the dhatus and the tissues, which is the digestive process. So ama in Ayurveda is the buildup of toxins caused by undigested food, or the incomplete transformation of the food that we eat. This can be caused by many, many factors. It is the key cause of illness in Ayurveda, and is mainly caused by poor digestion. Our digestion relies on a correct nutrition for our doshic balance, so that it matches it, as well as adopting a lifestyle which complements our natural constitution and is not against our natural self. So when these toxins, or this armor, build up in our tissues, we suffer disease, we suffer reduced immunity, and we become at higher risk of developing chronic diseases such as diabetes and heart disease. So broadly, there are two approaches to improving the digestion in Ayurveda and reducing the risk of this toxin and ama buildup in the tissues. And those are, firstly, what's called a dipana, which means to ignite or to light, and it means to ignite the digestive fire and giving a purifying effect to the digestion. This stimulates our digestion, and it's done usually by adding herbs and spices to meals during the meal or at the end of cooking, and it also includes the use of herbs and spices and homemade remedies, and in addition in herbal medications along with other natural beneficial herbal plant supplements. And the second type of approach is what's called a pachana, which really means when we are attacking the toxins themselves by either cooking, and it has a softening, a boiling meaning, of pachana. So it focuses on breaking down these toxins that are present in the body without actually having a direct effect on the agni itself or the digestion itself. So the key point is that each tissue level is nourished or formed by the digestion of the previous tissue. So first and foremost, the most important, or the first foremost tissue level, is the plasma level, or the rasa level. And this is mainly water-based, so it's mainly a kapha-influenced type of tissue. Role is the nourishment of the tissues from our digestive juices, which we absorb from our digestion, and it's extremely dependent on a very, very good digestive process and good functioning agni in our body and our gut. It's present, the plasma fluid is present in all the tissues of our body. It's in our circulation system, in our lymph system, and it's to do with removing toxins, is another one of its key functions. So we are, as I said before, we're mostly water in nature, 70% water, and this is reflected in the fact that the rasa dhatu tissue levels is one of the largest tissue levels in the body. Now, as I said, the function is to nourish the tissues of the body by bringing the nutrients the hormones and the food juice and energy within the food juice to the different parts of the body. Each tissue level has a waste product, and the waste product of this plasma level is breast milk and menstrual blood. Any signs of reduced plasma level or plasma tissue functioning will cause dryness of the skin, weight loss, the skin becoming dull and feeling tired, feeling pale, looking pale and feeling anxious. Any increase in the plasma level tissue within our body causes loss of appetite, excessive salivation, nausea, heaviness within the system and laziness. It can also result in congestion in the lymph glands or the lymph channels and in the veins or the blood vessels, which can cause swelling and edema and water retention. It can also cause congestion within the lung, which can result in repeated colds and chest infection and often problems with the sinuses. So I think mostly of problems associated with too much earth and water or too much kapha in our system. When everything is steady and good in the this particular tissue level, the skin looks good, the hair is soft and silky and shiny, and the person will be full of vitality and have a good memory and good energy. The second tissue level is the Rakta Dhatu, which is the level which is associated with the red blood cells. This is predominantly a Pitta tissue influenced level. Sanskrit is Rakta is the Sanskrit word for red, and it relies on the good quality nourishment from the plasma layer or the rasa layer. And the role of this tissue is to bring life, so it enlivens the body by bringing oxygen to the tissues and nutrients along with the oxygen to the tissues and cells. And if you think of a good example of a person who shows a good Rakta tissue level is a person who's jolly, happy, red-faced, and the life and soul of the party, for instance, is that person you can always recognize. So they're lively, they're full of life. If you have a depleted blood tissue level, you'll have symptoms of anemia, looking pale, constipation, muscle fatigue. And if it's too much, your blood level is too much in this tissue level, it will cause increased heat, increased bowel movements, and urinary frequency, very much like a Pitta imbalance type of problem. It could also cause bleeding disorders, rashes, and skin irritation. So, really, this is a very important tissue level, the Rakta level. When people are low in their blood tissue levels, they will show cravings for Pitta type foods, which are foods that are hot and spicy, that are sour, that are fermented, even so much so that children who are lacking in this tissue level will eat earth to get the iron within the soil. And this is a symptom called Pitta syndrome. So your body seeks what it needs in very unusual ways if you are deficient in this blood Rakta level tissue. So it has a way of trying to heal itself. I often think when it's too much Pitta and there's too much heat in our body, we crave things like cold drinks and even cold water swimming. I think maybe associated with this relief people get from overheated or over-pitted type of tissue level within the blood, which is the next level from the plasma. So I'll move on to the muscle layer in this next part of the show, as there's quite a lot to take in each section, and we'll cover the muscle and the remaining layers in the next part of the show. So see you very shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show. It feels like a whistle-top tour of the tissue levels, and I feel like a piece of nutrient or food juice flying my way through the different levels. At the moment, I've reached the muscle tissue level, which belongs to the earth element, which is very much influenced by kapha. It's nourished, as we remember, from the blood or rakta tissue level from before, which is level 2, and the role of the muscle is, what we'd understand, of course, is to bring in stability and strength, allow us to move the bones and the joints via the muscles when they contract and extend. It also has a supporting role as keeping the skeleton upright and protecting the vital organs. And this is what the muscle layer is all about, support and structure. If it's decreased this tissue level in us, we will have wasting of the muscle, tiredness, even our joints can be loose due to the weak muscles acting upon them. And we get a craving for meat and heavy foods and bone broth, that type of food, in order to restore our strength, so to speak, in our muscle tissue level or layer. If it's too much or increased, we can have problems that represent or manifest as enlargement of the glands within that travel within the muscle, benign tumors such as myomas or fibromas, and even different tumors of the connective tissue, such as tissues, nerve cell tumors that can occur in the wrists called gangliomas. So when it's perfectly good quality and there's the right amount of the muscle tissue layer, we have good muscle tone, good endurance, strong joints, and excellent coordination. Now, the next layer is the layer we're all so familiar with these days that gets so much attention in the press. It's the fat, not the adipose tissue layer. Now, this is made up of water and earth, so it's definitely a kapha type of tissue. The role of the fat, fat has a role in our body, is to bring us firmness, stability, bulks out our tissues, and also, particularly, it gives us lubrication for the body and oiliness of the tissues. And this is a very important concept in Ayurveda. It also keeps us warm by providing insulation and keeping the heat in. Its waste products are nerves and bone joints. Any depletion or any reduction in the fat tissue layer will cause us weight loss, dry skin, cracking joints, osteoporosis, arthritis, and pains in the lower back area. Now, any increase in the fat tissue layer will obviously cause us obesity, lethargy, too much sweating, and a shortness of breath from the physical effects of too much fat tissue in our in our tissue, too much fat in our tissue layer. And this can deposit in parts of our body where there's too much of it. A good quality of and a good amount of fat will be shown by a person who is well built, who has a melodious voice, whose skin, hair and teeth are healthy and strong. And this person is generally forgiving, loving and compassionate. Okay. Now, the next layer of tissue is the bone layer. And this is comprised of air and space, so it's predominantly a vata regulator or control tissue. It provides, again, stability and strength and structure in the body, and it allows movement, much like the muscle layer, where it works with. Any depletion in this layer or any problems within this layer will be represented or be shown, manifested by weakness of teeth, reduction in bone strength, hair loss, rough, dry, and brittle nails, osteoporosis where there's loss of bone mass, so the bone becomes thinner, and fractures, of course. Any excess or increase in the bone tissue level, which is caused by a doshic imbalance, will cause things such as abnormal bony growths, which can occur within the bone, bony spurs at the back of the heel, osteomas, types of bone tumors, calcium buildup, and problems with the spine. Okay, the next layer is the bone marrow layer. It also involves the connective tissue, tendons and the ligaments, and also the brain, cerebrospinal fluid that is within the brain layers and the spinal cord, and also the nervous tissue. So it's like the connectivity part of our body tissues. And this is also a kapha element, because there's significant fluid and water within this tissue. It governs the communication within our nervous system. And it responds to stimulation of the nervous system. It's important for intelligence and good memory. And it fills any of the bony cavities like the bone marrow does. Any depletion or any loss of bone marrow tissue causes weakness of the joints, vertigo and dizziness. When it's in its perfect state and it's well balanced, your memory is good, your intellect is sharp, and all your communication systems within your body are working well. Now, the last and most important layer, of course, is the reproductive system tissues. And they are called shukra for the male and arthaba for the female. And it's also very much a kapha type of influence dosha, or tissue level. Its role, of course, is providing life, procreation, sexual vitality, and reproduction. It's the very last of the tissues to be nourished. So it receives the finest grade of this nutrient juice, which has passed, been filtered through all the previous tissues. And we, in Ayurveda, we call this particular version of our nutrient juice ojas, which is OJAS, and it really means the essence of our digestive juice and the end stage process, what's left at the end, the very best of the best, like as if you filter the very best wine or the very best olive oil. It provides the basis for our life and energy, our resilience and our immunity. It gives us strength and vitality. So ojas is a Sanskrit term which is translated really as a vigor or the essence of our inner vitality. As I said, it was described as the purest or most refined essence of our tissues. So it's the best of us. It's a bit similar to the concept of qi in East Indian medicine, or an energy from within that provides us the best health and us to be functioning as well as we can. It is really the end product of what digestion is, our digestive system, not just our gut, but all the different digestions within the different tissue levels. And that's why in Ayurveda, eating good food will help build lasting health and stability for the demands of life. It's described in Ayurveda, when you have good, sufficient ojas, your skin shines like a newborn baby. You've got a glow to yourself. You feel stable, and you're satisfied by by life, and you're not easily distracted or distressed. So really, in summary, the Agni or our digestive fire, each of the tissues must be maintained for the tissues to work properly. Each tissue depends on the other, especially the first two, that of Rasa, which is plasma, and Rakta, which is the blood tissues and the blood cells. In Ayurveda, when a dosha becomes imbalanced, when there's either too much or too little, or the quality is deficient or is poor quality in this dosha, then we describe it as entering the tissues. The dosha enters the tissues and disrupts the normal function. And this is when illness or disease occurs. So when we may start to notice symptoms in the early stages. This is why, and this is how Ayurveda works to recognize the root cause of illness and disease through the dosha imbalance and how it is manifested or displayed at a tissue level where we will have symptoms. So this is the key difference between it and conventional medicine. Once these steps are identified, once the dosha imbalance is identified, then we can take steps to address and reverse the causative factors to treat the illness. And this is really where you need the help and expertise of an Ayurvedic practitioner, who then can recommend an appropriate diet, nutrition, and lifestyle modification, which you can implement and bring into your daily life habits and routines. Most common routine, of course, is eating and your digestion, which you do 3 times a day. So you've got 3 opportunities during the day to impact your health positively by the choices you make. The practitioner can also advise about herbal remedies you can try at home to treat an imbalance. And in addition, a qualified Ayurvedic practitioner can prescribe herbal-based medication, which have a more powerful and potent and a faster effect to treat or reverse an imbalance. So I hope this episode has been helpful to you to understand how nutrition is so important in Ayurveda and how the tissues are nourished down each sequential layer, from the plasma level through the blood, the muscle, the fat, the bone marrow, and finally the reproductive tissue. So once again, it comes to that time where I've got to wrap up the show and say I hope you have enjoyed the show, the content I've been able to discuss with you and how I've delivered it. As I said before, Ayurveda is a way of life and living that has a relevance and resonance now more than ever in its 5,000 year history. We are living in a challenging time, in a fast-paced and changing environment with increased demands on our time and attention. The world we live in is undergoing many changes, and not all of these are for the good or fully understood at this moment. Our natural world environments are also under threat, as never before, and our weather systems and climate also. As we are intimately connected to nature, even in our modern world, this causes stresses and strains in our natural constitution and balance, and ultimately our health. Ayurveda provides a way or a toolkit to manage these external stressors and factors through using our diet and our digestion and our lifestyle habits and routines and the choices we make on a daily basis to cope with all these demands and live a healthier life. And this way we can control our own health and our well-being to live a better, more fulfilled, and ultimately I feel a more conscious and rewarding life. Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. You can find more information on my website, Anam Ayurveda. That's Anam, the Irish word for soul, A-N-A-M, M being for mother. Until then, as we say in Irish, Gréifil an, fad saol, healthy heart and long life. Take care and see you next week. Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. There's always loads to discuss. You can find more information on my website, anamayurveda.com, which is Anam spelt A-N-A-M hyphen A-U-R-V-E-D-A.com. Anam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Cree full on, fad seal.
Healthy hearts, long life. Take care.